We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Adam the Bull, he's Dustin Fox. Jason Lloyd with us as well for the first 2 hours of the show. Keith, Dave, Jonathan, all here on a Friday. No Browns game this weekend, but plenty to talk about. Jason, how are you doing, man? What's going on?
I remember to turn my mic on for the first time.
Nice.
So,
well, you didn't. Somebody had to do it for you last time.
Always forget, and I start talking, and no one can hear. So,
yeah,
for the first time,
you did it by yourself.
I did it by myself.
I'm graduating in a way.
I'm a big boy now.
Yeah.
I did it all by myself.
Dustin, what are you doing in Wyoming right now? What the hell is going on out there?
Just getting ready to prepare for a blizzard. It's coming in like 5 hours. So that's where I'm at. They're calling for 14 inches of snow between now and kickoff tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it.
My gosh.
Well,
good luck with that.
Take a sled dog to the game.
I think that's how you get to games in Wyoming, right?
Can we just bring attention to the fact that Dustin tried to end the show last night? I don't even think you heard this, Bull.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Say
what
it.
Happened?
Play it.
Well, let's hear it. We got something? I must have missed it. I was throwing those headphones off.
You want the whole thing?
Yeah, let's play the whole thing.
All right,
No, just play the small clip.
Nah, let's play the whole thing.
I'm
going to go ride some cowboys tonight.
For God's sake.
I'm going to go be a cowboy and ride some horses tonight and hunt down some bison. Anyway, I tried to be funny. It didn't work. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay steady.
Oh, my God. I missed that.
Cowboy riding.
I think I'm going to go ride some cowboys tonight.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
That is awesome.
Play it again. Go ahead.
Oh,
I think
man.
I'm going to go ride some cowboys tonight.
That's great. I did miss that. Keith misses nothing.
Miss
well, I probably had already taken my headphones
off. I had kind of missed it too. And
oh, Dave pointed out?
Oh,
good job, Dave.
Last night,
think I'm going to go ride some cowboys tonight.
That is so funny. Oh, my God. All right, guys. So, well, no Cowboys last night in the Thursday night football, but there were Seahawks and Packers, guys. And, you know, Jason, I was just talking about this with you off the air. And you know, yesterday we had Pat McManaman on, who likes Mike McCarthy, and Daryl likes Mike McCarthy. I don't like Mike McCarthy. I don't agree with this idea that just because the guy is a head coach, he's a better choice. I don't know. I'll put it out there to both of you guys. You know, last night in particular, you had Mike McCarthy again, like no creativity with the offense. Aaron Jones is a tremendous weapon. He barely used him, even though the guy's been putting up huge numbers when given an opportunity. He doesn't challenge a Tyler Lockett touchdown that shouldn't have been. He punts on 4th and 2 at his own 33, down 3 points with one timeout left. You trust your defense, which stinks, to stop the Seahawks more than you trust Aaron Rodgers to get 2 yards. These things are all crazy, and some of the many reasons why I don't want Mike McCarthy, guys.
He's an old-school coach to me.
Yes.
In a new-school league.
Yes! Seems that simple.
So I don't know that we need to go any farther than that. And frankly, you know, I think John Dorsey's already got his list, and I would be shocked if Mike McCarthy's on it.
Guys, I saw last night remnants of Hugh Jackson. Like those in-game decisions where, number one, you don't want to use your timeouts, you don't challenge, and then of course, the decision to punt when it just, to me, showed you have no feel for the game and no feel for your squad. Like, the Seahawks are going up and down the field. The defense of the Packers were just getting torched. And you don't trust your Hall of Fame quarterback to get 2 yards? It was a and you, by the way, you're under 500. Like, what do you have to lose? Like, you're trying to go win a football game on the road. That is a tough situation, short week in Seattle. Like, go for the fourth down. What the hell was he thinking? And then Rodgers on the sideline never gets the football again.
Yeah.
He has to watch the Seahawks run the clock out.
Now, listen, they could have stopped him, and then they would have had the ball with 2 minutes left. It's entirely possible. But the Seahawks, like, probably the worst. You know, listen, is it possible that if you don't punt, the Seahawks get a touchdown? Yeah, maybe. Okay, but if they were able to move the ball enough yardage to get a touchdown, they were going to get the 2 first downs they needed, and the game was going to end whether they scored a touchdown or not. You basically bet that your defense could stop them from getting definitely two, but it may be only one first down versus Aaron Rodgers' 2 yards. That, to me, is the signs, all the signs of a bad coach. But as you said, Jason, it's pretty simple. He's an old-school coach in a new-school NFL. And a lot of fans, especially our fans, are still old-school, and so they can't wrap the – that's why some people want Greg Williams to be head coach. But this is a new NFL, and it's not going back.
You know, I think that teams are starting to view fourth down differently than what they did 15 – it was an automatic 15 years ago. It's fourth down, you punt the ball.
Right.
And now I kind of equate it to, like, the shift in baseball – where teams are thinking differently and they're putting the third baseman on the right side of the infield. It's not the same, I understand, but it's just looking at the game a different way. It's playing the numbers, playing the percentages.
Right.
If you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback, can you get 2 yards on fourth down?
Right.
More times than not, you probably can. And I go back to the Oakland game, and I know you guys were killing Hugh over not going for it on fourth down. I think that's different because your quarterback isn't as established, your offense isn't as established as what we have here. So I view
but it
that
was an
one,
inch. It was an inch. It was
an inch, Jason.
And you're up by eight. It's also different because the Packers are losing here.
Right.
So it's even more imperative to keep the ball.
You're going to lose this fight, Jason. You're going to lose this fight.
But how many times were the Browns stopped on fourth in an inch when Carlos Hyde was here in some of the runs? I just feel like they were stoned quite a few times in that instance. But that's getting off track. But my point is that I really think teams are viewing fourth downs differently now than they were 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I want a head coach who views it, if we've got a great quarterback and we got a great offense, I can get 2 yards. I don't care what down it is, I can get 2 yards.
Yeah, it's insane. And I think you're right, but I think you're right in terms of the new coaches, right? The new breed of coaches are going for fourth downs at a much higher rate.
Yeah.
Being much more aggressive because – you know, especially if you think about it, it's a combination of things. It's a combination of if I have a good offense, I should be able, with a good quarterback, I should always be able to get a yard or two, or almost always. The percentages are high. And the other way, the defense, there's no elite defense in the NFL. Maybe there will be next year, or who knows, but there's none right now.
Right.
The best defenses in the NFL are good, but not great. And so all the rules favor the offense. So, one, I should go for it because everything favors the offense. I got a good quarterback. And two, the defenses are so handicapped that unlike the old days where you punted because your defense would stop them, your defense has a much less percentage chance of stopping the other team's offense. And the Seahawks have run the ball extremely well.
Yeah.
You know, all those things add up.
I couldn't agree more. I just think in that situation, you know, you're down – they're down at that time. They're down three, right, Bull, at the time? Because they never got the ball back. So it's 27-24. And so even if – let's say you don't get the first down. I mean, you could still hold them to a field goal, too, and have a chance to go still win the game. I think you, with a Hall of Fame quarterback, you've got to be able to trust that he can get 2 yards. And in that situation, I thought it was a huge mistake. And Rodgers is sitting on the sidelines watching the Seahawks just run the clock out by getting some first downs. And that's where I want my coach, my new Browns coach, to think a little outside the box. And I thought it was a great point by Jason. We're starting to look at fourth down differently.
Yes.
Back in the day, automatic punt, no matter, you know, unless you were, you know, at the goal line or something, like, it was pretty much an automatic punt, even out near midfield. That has changed a lot now, and I think you're seeing teams be a little bit more aggressive. How about this, guys? I was watching a college game.
Yeah.
It's about 2 weeks ago. It was Pitt playing Virginia. And it was a situational feel where it was the end of the first half, and Pat Narduzzi, the coach for Pitt, and I bring this up just because it's a change in philosophy. They have fourth and inches at their own 10-yard line. There's about a minute and a half to go in the first half. And the coach was thinking, shoot, it's raining. He's like, if we punt the ball here on fourth and inches, there's a good chance they're going to get points before the end of the first half. So he was looking at it like, hey,
we get the first down,
we're not going to give the ball back to them, and we're going to keep points off the board because that was a premium. So that's an example of where I think things are changing, and I want to see my coach be willing to take those risks.
That's the way the game is trending. Jason's right. This and like the Bengals a few weeks ago, Marvin Lewis, old school coach, bad coach. I saw him punt. Bengals had a fourth and one. It was not inches, but – maybe two-thirds of a yard. He punted from the Steelers 45. It was in the Steelers game. It was fourth and one at, like, the Steelers 47-yard line, and he punted.
Wow.
Like, that is insane. That is crazy. And, of course, the Steelers went right down the field and scored a touchdown because they have a good offense and the Bengals' defense stinks. The old-school coaches are still doing things like that. That's the problem. They're getting lapped. You bring up the baseball comparison.
I have a better baseball comparison.
Okay, give me a better one. Go.
Saving the closer for the ninth inning.
That's there you go.
Buck Showalter in the playoffs a couple years ago.
That's right.
For the ninth inning.
Ninth and the 10th and the 11th and the 12th.
And he never gets in the game.
That's
so
right.
So that's probably better than the shift I was thinking. But here's another thing.
But just in general, Jason, before you jump back in, just in general, like for years when analytics were coming into baseball, and now every team has an analytics department, some bigger than others, but every team has it. When it first came in, and you had some teams that ran things the old school way and some teams the new school way, and the new school teams were just lapping the old school teams, and that was happening, and eventually everybody joined the party. And that's probably going to happen in the NFL in terms of this, but right now it's not the case. Right now we're in that transition phase.
If they have all three timeouts, you still feel the same way?
If they had all three, I would still go for it either way. But
I would punt it. If I had three timeouts, I think I'd punt.
I think with all three timeouts, there's a legit argument to punt.
Right.
I personally would go for it because I have Aaron Rodgers, so I'd go for it. But if I had three, I wouldn't kill him for punting with three.
One timeout, it's
nuts.
Yeah.
Because really, you know, they ended up needing two first downs to wrap it up, but that's only because they got the first down on second down.
Right.
Had they run it, they might have only needed one first down, and they could have run it. Probably could have just run out the clock. But you know, that's what they did. By the way, let me just correct
Jason,
one thing I said quickly. I said that Mike McCarthy did not challenge a Tyler Lockett touchdown. It was a Tyler Lockett completion. It was not a touchdown. I didn't mean to say touchdown. It was a long completion for 34 yards that he should have challenged. Obviously, if it was a touchdown, it would have been replayed automatically. Go ahead, Dustin. Yeah.
No, I just was saying to back to Jason said he would have punted if he had three timeouts. I would not have.
Really?
I still think in that situation. You have to have a feel for the game and the way the Seahawks played in the second half. I personally would not have trusted my defense. You just have to know the situation. Like, what's the strength of the Green Bay Packers? Like, if you're a Packers fan, did Packers fans want them to punt there?
No chance.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
No chance. No chance. And I guarantee you. Like, every person sitting at home, we're thinking, what the hell are we doing? We're going to lose the game because our defense stinks. They're just going to get a couple of first downs.
Right.
And even with those – and the NFL's, like, a little different than college, too. I mean, it just – a first down basically puts it away. That long play clock, and I don't know. I think you have to be aggressive. You've got a great, all-time great quarterback. And if you can't get 2 yards, I think it also sends a message to your offense.
Absolutely.
You don't trust them.
Yes. I was just going to say that it sends a message one way or the other if you go for it, if you don't. If you go for it, it's showing these guys you believe in them. If it doesn't, I think you really risk losing some guys because you just lost them the game without giving them a chance to win it.
And in a way, you could argue, well, it's showing no faith in your defense. I don't look at it that way. You could say, hey, I trust my defense so much that even if we don't get this first down, you guys can stop them, hold them to a field goal. And the point is, if the touchdown's irrelevant for the Seahawks because, if they get a touchdown, that means they were going to get two first downs anyway and the game was going to be over, so it didn't matter. If they kick a field goal, okay, now you got to score a touchdown instead of a field goal. But if you have Aaron Rodgers with the ball in 2 minutes, are you thinking field goal to tie the game? You think a touchdown to win the game?
Yep.
Exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.